Yeah, any questions? You do Tasneem once, and one side or two sides does not make difference in the way you turn your face. As I said, you turn your face to see exactly straight than along your shoulder, and the cheek can be seen from the back. That's it. Whether one side to three or two sides. No. No question, no? In the recitations of Quran, there is no sujood sahw. In the recitations of Quran, if you make a mistake, no sujood sahw for recitations. Sujood sahw is only for the act and sayings of the Salat itself. Whether for switching off the mobile phone or for any other reason or even no reason, if the hands, the nose, the forehead, the hands, the knees, the feet touch the ground for a fraction of a second and then he left them, then sujood is sahih. Sujood is sahih. Now if no reason, if for no reason, his reward is getting missing. But the salah is sahih. Because as the Akbar say that, whoever touches the ground by these seven times, even for just 1 second, then he has done the sujood. Probably. But if no reason, of course, switching off the mobile phone is a very big reason to raise your hand off the floor, of the ground, to switch it off, because it's going to annoy the people. And especially if it is on a bell ring or music or whatsoever. No, Allah. No. That is from the Sunnah. There is khilaf between al-ilm. Some of them say it is wajib to say Salat al-Nabi in the first shahr. Like in Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha, after the second rak'ah. But some other ulama say it is sunnah, and some others say no, it is not even sunnah, so they consider it bid'ah to recite the Salah of the Prophet ﷺ in the first shahr. However, what I found from the Adilla is that it is not proof that it is sunnah particularly, but it is not bid'ah. Allah Alam. So that's why it is optional. Now it's not wajib, and it is not bid'ah, it can be sunnah. La. The pillar is the last. I said that some of the ulama say it's wajib, obligatory, and in the first shahr. And some say it is sunnah, and some say it is bid'ah. But in regards to the pillar, no one of them said it is wajib or bid'ah. They all say it is pillar. No. You will have to fulfill it in the last. طيب خلاص الله اعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه تبدا الدرس الله السلام أي قرار قرار فما صلي أفهم ثلاثة وثلاثين ثلاثة صلي ها خلصت بقي الجمع أربعة ما خذيتها لن ناخذ الدفع
هذا
قال هو إزهاق الروح بإراقة الدم المقصود هو إراقة الدم ذبع السلطر says yes to cause the removal of the soul out of the body by pulling the blood the important thing is that it is to pull the blood for the sake of Allah لوجه الله لوجه الله تقصد بذلك التقرب إلى الله إذا ذبحت ذبيحة تقصد بها التقرب إلى الله ترضاء لله لا لغيره فإن هذا ذبح تؤجر عليه تؤجر عليه so if you slaughter an animal and this will be for the sake of Allah for whatsoever purpose then you will be rewarded for that وأغراض الذبح متعددة and the reasons of slaughtering are many منها النحر يوم الحج الأكبر للحجاج فهذا يكون النحر قربان slaughtering on the day or on the 10th of the Hijjah for the Hijjah youngsters as they call it قربان أو لغير الحجاج أو الربحية and for other than the Hijjah on the same day it is called ربحية أو أن يكون الجبار ليس قربان ولكن الجبار or might be during the Hajj but it is not as a قربان nor it is a ربحية but it is for a remedy of the mistakes that you may commit in the Hajj for number of mistakes حتى أيضا تؤجر عليه this is also the word for it أو أن يكون صدقة تصدق بها or maybe a صدقة you just want to distribute the meat for صدقة أو قد يكون نذر or maybe it is a vow that you made to slaughter or something other هذا أيضا تؤجر على this is also you are rewarded for أو قد يكون مما دلت عليه السنة or something that the سنة came with مثل العقيقة تذبح للغلام شاتين والجارية شاة وتؤجر على ذلك so it might be the عقيقة for a boy to help your sheep and for the girl one and will be rewarded for that وقد يكون لإكرام الضيف it might be also for this
يرسل so he's not a verb. هذا أيضا تؤدي عليه. Is also coming for. أو قد يكون لفعل أهلك. لفعل أهلك. لفعل أهلك. Or might be for you and your family to eat. هذا أيضا تؤدي عليه. Also this you are rewarded for. و وفي بعض الحالات المهم إراقة الدم وليس المهم طريقة التصرف في اللحم. In some cases important is pulling the blood but not how you are going to use the meat, how to use the meat up to you. لكن في بعض الحالات لا طريقة يعني التصرف في اللحم محددة. In some cases, how to use the meat is يعني determined, specific. مثل النذر عند الزوج. فإذا نذرت أن يكون صدقة فلا بد أن يكون صدقة. So if you know that it must it is to be صدقة, it must be صدقة. يعني أنك لا تأكل من شيء. And if you can't eat nothing from it. و كذلك مثلا دم الجبال دم الجبال ودم القربان كلاهما في الحج. دم القربان متى أن تأكل منه, وأما دم الجبال فلا يجوز لك أن تأكل منه. تو بأم لسلوك لعلم الرسلوك في قربان أم لسلوك في يعني لا تستطيع فور جبران بوء الحج بضعون فور قربان كثير بضعون فور جبران يسمى فيه المطلوب فور 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 الفور الفور فور 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 and some even the place of where to distribute the meat is determined. So these are but the important thing is that the slaughtering can only be from Allah Ta'ala. وهذا ليس في بهيمة الأنعام فقط. And this is not only in بهيمة الأنعام. وبهيمة الأنعام ثلاث. الإبل والبقر والغنم. بهيمة الأنعام are three things. The camels, cows and sheep. All those. Not only these three things we mean by talking about ذبح, slaughtering. لكن these three things الحج العقيقة لا لكن صدقة إكرام الضيف طعام أهلك ممكن يكون طيب كان بيجي في البر when you want to make صدقة if you want to make صدقة chicken you can just go to chicken and give it صدقة الراع or you want to eat you and your family or your other guests you can't even slaughter a room when you call that a turkey or vision or whatsoever up to you from the bird we are allowed to eat. نعم وعلى وجه العبادة حتى لو كانت ملة لا يجوز ذبحها لغير الله إرضاء لغير الله. As on the form of worship, even if it is a mosquito, it is not allowed to kill it for the sake of other than Allah. Of course, we don't kill the mosquitoes for the sake of Allah. يعني نحن لا نقتل الحشرات قربة لله, لكن you cannot even kill a mosquito to please other than Allah. وفي الحديث أن رجلين مر بأرض قوم أي حديث that two men passed by the land of people some people ويوسف أجر من الله وكان أولئك القوم يعبدون غير الله فأمرهما أن يقربا لله قربانا. They commanded them to give a قربان to their على قدر الله لا ليس لله لمعبودهم. They commanded them to give something to slaughter something for their God.
أحدهما قال لا أجد ما أقرر، يعني عنده الرغبة بقرر لكن ما عنده ما يقرر. ورغم سيد عزم هذا ما تنسي سلوك سيد ميزة في هذا ما تعلم تسلوك الرغبة إذا الله بل إذا من هذا ما قد أنت. فقال لا أقرر ولو لبعض السيد سيد أكيد كل مزيد بذات إذن بذن إفلاح فقتل ببابه فمات ودخل النار. سيكون إفلاي فوق نسيت الزنزار عن الوجاية عن الدفاع. أما الآخر فامتنع حتى عن تقريب الدماء لأن الأصل الفكرة المبدأ so the other refused even to kill a fly for the sake of that God. Why? Because it is the principle. So all is actually the principle itself. When we read on the Quran, and then we read on the Quran, and here I just remember something I want to tell you about from the issue of the visa. قال يسمى ببطاقات الفيزا والماستر وهذه الأشياء يونيون these cards the credit cards من حيث المبدأ يعني على جهة الكلام عندي قضية المبدأ ورأيت أن أكثركم من أهل الغربي يستعملونها and I saw that most of the Westerners use it حتى المسلمين even the Muslims وهذه قائمة على أنه يسد ما يقترب خلال فترة معينة فإن لم يسد في الفترة حسد عليه لذا وهو يقول أنا قادر على استمرار الفترة لكن نحن نتكلم على المبدأ وعلى الاتفاق so some يعني they say we signed the contract over the contract saying if you do not tell God the law in certain time we are going to make interest on you. He says I can tell God no problem on time. We say whether you can or you can't, this is not the issue. The issue is the principle. There is the principle of riba in the contract. And you as a Muslim should not sign an agreement of the principle of riba. ولذلك يعني احضر المبدأ لأن الموضوع جرى بعضه في قضية المبدأ. I just wanted to bring your attention to this issue because when you talk about the principle, just remember it. على كل حال الدفع عبادة لله. Slaughtering is slaughtering or killing. Let me tell you to be slaughtering as well. And don't make a mistake that, oh, okay, I'm not going to slaughter it, I'm going to shoot it. For the sake of other than Allah. La. Killing. Any animal or any instinct or whatsoever. For the sake of other than Allah, this is considered to be shirk. وأيضا هنا موضوع في مسألة الدم and there is an issue in regard to the slaughtering. البعض قد يذبح لله في مكان يذبح فيه لغير الله. Some might slaughter for the sake of Allah. Their intention is for the sake of Allah. But they slaughter in the place where people slaughter for other than Allah. يعني the place and that people use for slaughtering for their gods. So he says, I will slaughter them, but my intention is for the sake of Allah. He says, although this is not shirk. And I say, لأن هذا العمل الذبح لله في مكان يذبح به لغير الله ولو كان ليس شركا إلا أنه بدعة وخطر كبير. Except that it is bid'ah and a very massive danger. لماذا؟ لأن مسألة النية بالقلب. Because the intention is in the heart. والناس لهم يرون ويشاهدون. And the people will only judge what they see. فبالتالي إما سيقولون عنك مشرك يعني عن التوحيد يقول عليك بالشرك. So the people as a consequence of that, the people of التوحيد might consider you مشرك. They are not مشركين. أو أن العوام سيظنون أن العمل صحيح لأن شاف من أهل التوحيد. All the common people will think that doing this is okay because you, they see you and you are someone of the people of Tawheed. وذلك نقول يجب أن ابتعد عنه وهذا هو الشيء بالشيء يذكر وهذا أيضا يجرنا إلى مسألة قاعدية كثيرة اليوم. And this also leads us to an issue that many people do today. وهو أنهم يذهبون إلى حيث يفعل الناس أشياء لا تحل وهم لا يقصدون ما يقصده أولئك لكن تواجدهم في هذه الأماكن يفضي إلى أحد أمرين إما إلى الشبهة فيهم أو إلى ظن العوام أن هذا العمل صحيح. So some people today go to some places where some wrong activities are being done there. So now it is either the people of Tawheed and Sunnah think that you are from those innovators, one of them, or the Awam will think that this innovation is not an innovation, it is something permissible because you are one of the people of Sunnah and the other. ولهذا نقول ينبغي الحذر حتى للدعاة. البعض من الدعاة يعني here we need to be careful even some of the دعاة because some of the دعاة يعني might be invited by an organization which is known by innovation or to sit together with someone who has mistakes and innovations. يعني قد يدعى الداعي من قبل جهة معروفة بالبدعة أو قد يكون معه بعض البدع يحاضرون فهنا هو يعرض نفسه بأحد أمرين. Here he makes himself in a position of one of two things. إما الاستداع فيه أنه منه it's either the suspicion that he's one of them أو أما أن العوام سيظنون أن ما يقال عن هذه المنظمة أو هذا العمل أنه مخالف ليس صحيح لأن هذا من أهل السنة يكون له. So the second might يعني the Awam, the common people, will consider that this organization or this action is not out of Sunnah. It is of the Sunnah or from the Sunnah because he is to the Sunnah and he is there. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful. قال الله تعالى قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين. نسكي هنا هو الشاهد. The word نسكي is the proof for this reference. ونسكي في هذه الآية ورد عند المفسرين يعني المفسرين لهم كلام في نسكي على معنيه. The المفسرين the people of interpretation has two sayings about this word نسكي in this ayah. قول على أن النسك هو الذبيحة. One saying, it says that the نسك here means the animal that you slaughter in Hajj. وبهذا يستقيم الاستدلال. And by this meaning, the proof used here is correct. والآخرون قالوا القول الآخر له قال فيه أن النسك يعني الحج نفسه، الحج كله من أول إلى آخر، ولو كان إفراد ليس في دم لا يكون إلا لله. سأصر أيضا another saying of the scholars is said that the nusuk means the hajj or hajj, even if it is a garment which does not consist of snuffle. والآية الأخرى التي أوردها هي سورة الكوثر فصلي لربك وانحر، يعني اجعل صلاتك ونحرك لله. Here it means make your salah and your snuffle for the sake of Allah. بعض الناس ترى وانحر تصير خاطئة. Some people get the wrong explanation of this word والحق. قال والحق يعني يجعل يديك في صلاتك في اللحق. They said place your hands during the prayer on your لحق. لحق means the throat. يعني you sit on the chest, you wait on the throat. Maybe you have seen. ربما رأيتم وناس يصلون هكذا. هؤلاء يقولون بأن معنى والحق أن يضعوا في اللحق. وقت الصلاة هذا خطأ. أما العلماء علماء التفسير فليس لهم مع هذه الآية إلا معنى واحد وردته. والعلماء اشتروا في التفسير have all more specific meaning to this word here وردته means to show ومعناها اجعل صلاتك واجعل نحرك لله وحده. Make your salah, make your na'a certain for the sake of Allah. Wa inshaAllah ta'ala mustakmil baqiyat anwa' al-ibadah fi qa'atil al-qadim wa Allah a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barat ala nabiyyina Muhammad ala Hussain. Nakra shay min al-subul inshaAllah. وصلنا عندي أنا بالحديث 26 على السبع. الترتيب يختلف. يغسل من بول الجارية
ويرش في بول الغلام. أخرجه أبو داود وفي ذلك
نعم لا زال الكلام في باب يعني يجب الكلام على كتاب الطهارة وما يكون من الأشياء الطاهرة وما يكون نجس. قال عن أبي السمح. أبي السمح خادم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اسمه إياد. اسمه إياد 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 مثل زياد لكن في الأول همزة همزة كسر إياد. ليس له إلا حديث واحد هذا الحديث. لا له في كتب الحديث إلا هذا الحديث وهو أحد خدام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال أبو السمح يغسل قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يغسل من بول الجارية. يغسل من بول الجارية إذا قلت يغسل من بول الجارية أو يغسل من البول الجارية فتريد أن الجارية لا تقوم إلا بالغسل حتى لو بالت. لكن المقصود أن البول نفسه يزول لا يزول إلا بالغسل إلا بغسل المكان. وقوله يغسل الغسل هو استعمال ماء كثير اكثر من البول، اكثر من البول نفسه، اكثر من البول. وذلك قبل ان تطعم، قبل ان يعني حتى بعد الطعام، لكن الجارية قبل وبعد الطعام، يعني لما كانت رضيعة وبعد ان اكل بالطعام الحكم واحد. اللي قالته بقال تحديد فهل من الآن هل من ذي يوين of the child who is still in the period of breastfeeding. This child, whether a boy or a girl who is in the breastfeeding as women, when the urine of this child as a woman. If the child is a girl, then the woman is the same. Before eating, meaning while she is still depending on the breastfeeding, or even after she starts eating, other than milking. The woman is the same. The urine of the girl must be washed. بول الجارية قبل أن تطعم وبعد أن تطعم الحكم فيه واحد وهو الغسل. أما الغلام فلا يختلف. Why the bowl was different قبل وبعد. فقبل أن يطعم لما كان في مدة الرضاع، so for the boy during the period of breastfeeding فيكفي الرش أو النبح، ويأخذ الرش أو النبح يأخذ قليل من الماء ويرش هكذا على المكان، ها؟ تشتم تشتم. فهذا يكفي لبول الغلام إذا كان لم يطعم. This is enough for the boy before eating, meaning as a teen when he is still depending on the breastfeeding only, not breastfeeding and eating. But yeah. أما بعد الأكل فإن الغلام والجارية سواء يغسل. After the boy eats, then the woman, the him and his sister is the same and must be washed. والعلة في ذلك الله أعلم. And the reason for that, and Allah Ta'ala knows this, أن البنت في تركيبها الجسماني إفرازات نجسة التي تخلق هيئة الرحم. Some of the class said that the girl has the body produces some kind of liquid that receives the preparation of the world. That is considered impure. No, والله أعلم. أما الغلام فلا، الغلام فلا. وأيضا هذا الشيء بالشيء أن bring it in. كنت قرأت بالأمس يعني إيميل جميل يقول بأن دكتورا كان يلقي محاضرة فقال الله عز وجل ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه. A doctor was conducting a lecture to his students in one of the universities and he recited this ayah, جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه. Allah تعالى has not made for a man two hearts in his body. فقال الطالب أحد الطلاب شأولا بالسنة السيد هذا من أدلة ركاسة القرآن. السيد يتبع الثوب بيت القرآن جميك لأن الرجل والمرأة سواء يجسدون إلا قلب واحد، فكيف القرآن ينصر الرجل وينصر المرأة؟ يصير عاود القرآن ليش اليمن أن يبقى ليش اليمن أن دور عاد أول والهار بكمان عاد شو. فذكر الدكتور الكورسيكي ثم قال صدق الله، المرأة يمكن أن يكون في زوجها قلبين، قلبها وقلب الجنين. شيء باليمن كان عارف فيها الزرع على التايم، هي عارف أن عارف بالبيض الأم، وهذا رأي جميل. وإن كان يعني علماء التفسير يتكلمون عن أشياء أخرى يعني، ولكن أيضا هذا رأي حسن وجميل وهو سبيل أعلمه الإعجاز أيضا أن الله عز وجل ليس حتى للحظة واحدة يمكن أن يكون للرجل قلبين، لم يستحيل أن يحمل الرجل. So this is a good explanation or interpretation. It's not interpretation than it can be an observation. Well, Allah Ta'ala mentioned the man specifically, and this is because not even for a fraction of a second the man can have two hearts. But the woman can't. And it's saying, hey, brother. And I think the hand, and the woman, he, بعد الطعام يزول بماذا؟ يزول عند البقاء بشيء يسمى المكاثرة. المكاثرة after eating نقول after eating after the child get and start eating the بقاء say that the urine from this stage and all can only be removed by adding more quantity of water than the quantity of ourselves, more amount of water than the amount of the urine itself, double or three times. وهذا ما فعله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في قصه الرجل الذي مال في المسجد، قال لا تجرموه واريت عليه ذنوبا من ماء. عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم وان صار المسجد يتولى صحابة بالله ولهم and just pour one pocket of water over it. ولا شك أن ذنوب الماء أكثر من بول الحجر. And of course there's no doubt that the bucket of water is more than the amount of the mankind. وبهذا يزول من الفراش ومن الأرض والتراب. ولكن بعض الناس تلقى some people يعني they insist that إذا بال أحد على يعني كان ما يصلون حتى لو يوم أربعة كان على خطأ دون يسر. Some people may not expect to stay in the place where someone has been waiting and they are the waters to that place more than the quantity of the amount sorry of the urine. And this is wrong. Because the religion is religion of ease, not difficulties. And by that we end of the session of today. But before we go, we have a question here from the sister says, I want to hold a charity bazaar in my house. However, some are saying it is a bid'ah. Allah understand. These people I don't know. They know the world and they do not know the definition of the world. They do not know the extent of the world. Everybody is a scholar this time. Everybody is a scholar. Allah Mishkin. As the Sahaba did not do. Okay, but Rasulullah did. Sahaba did not do. Although I doubt that Sahaba did not do. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. At least I'm 300% certain of that. When some people came from Mudar and their clothes were torn and the world is seen on their knocking, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt pain regarding them. And he immediately stood in the masjid and he called the people to donate. People did not move until he was really angry, calling them. So a man came with something, then the people followed him, until, as the narrator said, there were two mountains of food and clothes, both. And also in the other incident in the Eid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he gave the khutbah of the Eid, he moved to where the women are and he encouraged them to donate. And he commanded Bilal to hold the stove and women were throwing things in it. They say only donate from Eid or in the Musalla. So this is, I don't know from where they get this fact. And this means that we ignore the people who are poor or the organizations that present Islam in the West or even in Iran without any supplies, without any support until Eid comes. Nobody of the ulama say that. Nobody of the ulama say that. But on the other hand, they also some of the Muslims, whatever they see with the kuffar, they just like to imitate. The bazaar is an idea came from the kuffar. I do not criticize the idea itself, but I say if this idea related to their religion, then we have to stop it. It is advantageable and whatsoever, but we still cannot follow them, cannot imitate. But if it does not relate to their religion, and that's what I understand, the bazaar is made for anything. Anything. So what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? And I think the bazaar is much better than just a eat. Because when you just say donate, believe me, what people bring is something very little. And I see this in the West. Every Friday, a brother in the masjid, whatsoever masjid I visited, he started reminding people, please, before you leave, brothers and sisters, do not forget to donate for the masjid. Do not forget to contribute to the masjid. But what comes is very little. And once a bazaar is made, so much of our people come and buy and sell and that, then a better contribution made for the masjid. So I don't think that there is any problem with that. And if one of the ulama has given a fatwa in regard, I need to see how it was presented to him. Because what I have experienced, the brothers, especially the Muslim brothers, if they want the answer yes, they make the question fit yes. If they want the answer no, they make the question to fit no. And they are very clever in that. Really. And for one single person, same person, this year he makes a question on an issue that he wants the answer yes. After 1 year, he, the same person, comes with the same issue and he fabricates the question to be the answer to be no. They are very clever in this. But ya ikhwan, remember we deal with Allah. We don't deal with human. Allah knows everything. If you think that you are clever, remember that the one who made you clever. And remember that he can make you now on more stupid than a donkey. So don't try to be clever with Allah. You cheat, you hide something in your heart. This is wrong. We are brothers, we are Muslims, we should not yani, attack each other from the back like that. Be clear, be forthright. Say this. Not because this now adheres your wishes, your desire, so you go with it. Tomorrow it does not, you go with the other. Rasulullah had that in his life. And he one day said, oh people, some of you are more better in the speech than the others. So two come for judgment, one who's wrong may win the case because he knows how to speak and convince the judge. He said, no, whomsoever I judge for his benefit by the speech that he presents, let him to know that I'm only cutting a piece of fire for him. So we say the same thing. To me, with God, I don't think that it has anything wrong with it, and I don't think any of the scholars, if it is presented to them correctly as it is, I don't think that they're going to say that it is bid'ah. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Now,
I have a question.
Will you close it or it's okay? Right.
When you
mentioned the person who applied the doctrine of Christ,
no.
في قلبه. No, he's not sinful because he's not saying Allah said the Rasulullah said, he just came to this conclusion which is correct. He did not say the meaning of the ayah is this. As I told you, the ulama of tafsir have their own explanation of the meaning of the ayah. But he said, yani the man was asking why the Quran mentioned Rajul, the man, not Bani Adam, not like that, not Rajul Umrah. The doctor thought about it, he said, well, simply because, and sometimes the woman can have two hearts and look to the conversion of the Quran. It says fi jawfih, not for him, but fi jawfih, inside his body. So it did not say that the two hearts for him, but inside his body. And when you look for the woman, when you look to the woman when she's pregnant, there are two hearts in her body, inside her body, not for her, does not belong to her. One belongs to her, one belongs to the baby. Allah A'lam, yani, no, he's not sinner. And although we don't yani, go with the, what they call it, al-ijaz al-ilmi, yani, to the extent that they are on, but again, it's not all wrong. It's not all wrong. Yani, there is ijaz. Allah Ta'ala made ijaz in the Quran. And he challenged all the mankind to either bring similar to it or to prove that it is not from Allah or to prove any defect in the Quran. There is no defect. So this is one of the things that yani, if this I understood that it happened in the West. If it happened in the West, can you tell the Tariq student what Ibn Abbas said? You told me Allah said it's a character. You tell me Ibn Abbas said, he will tell you who's Ibn Abbas. And who is he? And what's his nature with Ibn Abbas? I don't care about Ibn Abbas. He would say that. But he came to him as, you know, as in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have that in the Sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ, when he came to Medina, he found one man worshipping seven gods. He asked him, how many gods you worship? He said, seven. One in the heaven and six in the earth. So, who's staying here? He said, one in the heavens. So, then worship him alone. And the light. The Sahaba came to one who made his God by his hand. So, they brought a dog, and they hung the dog on the neck of that god. And in the second time, the dog urinated on this god that he made, the idol. So he didn't talk and said, Subhanallah, how come? Same thing with Ibrahim alayhi salam when he demolished the god that they worshipped, and he hung the ox on the biggest one. So all these things show that in the Quran, and Allah Ta'ala gave parables, so many parables, and for people to understand. The Prophet ﷺ said the same thing. For example, the hadith of the palm tree. Who can tell me a tree that is similar to man? And you like these things. I don't think that this man tried to interpret the Quran. He did not try. He just gave explanation why the Quran said man, not man and woman, or not Bani Adam. Allah. But the interpretation is something different. Something different. And by the way, the ulama said that the Quran, it is wrong to say that the Quran cannot be understood except by the ulama. This is wrong. Then you are saying this Quran is useless for the common people. But this Quran can be understood by everyone. Everyone. The amount of understanding is different. The child will understand, but his understanding is different from the other. The common can understand, but it is different from the understanding of a student of knowledge. The student of knowledge, wallahi, I still remember when Shaykh Ibn Azamin used to give his explanation of Quran, the interpretation of Quran, in the radio, Quran radio, and he did used to give it out of no book. He just recited the ayah and he gave. Subhanallah, I say it was, and you can go back to it. It's now published. In many times I even did not find it in any of the tafsir of the ulama. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala make some people to have more understanding than others from the same ayah that you and him read. Allah. The big example of that is when Umar ibn Khattab, when Umar ibn al-As said to Umar, why you allow Ibn Abbas to be in the Shura while he is the same age of our children? And all are students of knowledge. Abdullah ibn Amr, Abdullah ibn Umar, and Abdullah ibn Abbas. They're all same age, and they are all students of knowledge. So I said, as long as you said that, I'll let you know. So he gathered all the Shura people, including Ibn Abbas, and he said, tell me about Idha Ja'a Rasulullah al-Fatih. What do you say about it? Everyone said something. And then he said, Ibn Abbas, you tell me what you understand from it. So Ibn Abbas said, well, this is the news from Allah, says nothing can tell him that he is nearly dying. Allah said, by Allah, I did not understand from it other than this understanding. And then he looked to Amr ibn al-As and he said, for this, I brought Ibn Abbas to the Shura. So, Umar ibn Abbas was younger than Ibn Mas'ud, but Ibn Mas'ud did not understand the same thing. So Allah Ta'ala gives different understanding to different people from the same Quran. Wallahu a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.